The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Oh, and I'm Flu.
Yes.
You're part of the team. Before we start off of this week's episode, I just want to say Flu, since his involvement with The Kickout, has generated a lot of interest. A lot of people loving the new edition of Flu.
Yes. Yeah, right. But
yeah. Of course.
No. And people are loving that you're a part of the thing now, and thank you for being part of the team.
No, yeah, the people who did tweet and stuff out, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I've got like 4 new followers.
Where can they find you? If people want to give you more, share with you more compliments, where can they find you?
Well, I'm not really a Twitter person, so don't expect me to say anything, but I'm N. Fluellen. N. Fluellen.
N. Fluellen.
Or Neil Fluellen on Facebook.
How do you spell that? Huh? How do you spell that?
N. Fluellen. Fluellen. Think the disease, think the lesbian.
Thank you very much.
Very much.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Do you know what? I didn't get to watch SmackDown this week, so we're watching a very condensed version of it.
We got the top 10 in the background.
And Kevin Owens almost killed Shane McMahon. But we'll talk about that
yes,
in a whole minute.
We'll talk about that now. Yeah. Let's start off with... Before we start off with the kicker, how are you, Ace?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah, good weekend. You came down to Box Park in Croydon.
I came down to Box Park to celebrate your birthday.
Shout out to everybody that came out today. That was fun.
Yeah, it looked like you were having fun.
You were killing it.
You were shutting it down with a set. It's funny because you played, I can't remember what Bashment song you played. I can't remember what it was. And then I said to my friend, shout out to Jaunty who joined me. I said to Jaunty, not to say that I know your sets. You're not predictable. Right. You're not predictable.
You knew what was coming.
But I knew what was going to come. Yeah. But not because, I've heard you play this before. Somebody's told me you're going to play Vibes Cartel, Now Let Go.
Okay. You just felt it. The vibe was on the way. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I got drawn by a Jamaican lady who I thought, an older Jamaican lady, who I thought was...
like Titanic.
Yeah. I was drawn. Slang-wise, chatted up by.
Chirps.
Yeah. Who I assumed you knew, but she was like, what do I know you from? And I was like, I don't know, do you know Ace? No. So, okay. And she said, do you live in the South? And I was like, no, I don't live in the South. I've seen you somewhere. So, I don't know. I live in the East.
Do you swap numbers? No.
For a late, maybe early 50s lady, she had a magnificent body, man. She was great. She was throwing it down, man.
Would you have done that?
I probably would have, actually.
Did you swipe left?
Obviously, we didn't go that far because obviously she made a reference to me being from Trinidad and I said, oh, well, Ace might play some soca if you could dance. And she goes, he's not going to play any soca.
You should have told me.
And then when you did play soca, I looked at her and she still didn't want to dance.
She didn't want to do that. No.
I think she was all talk, mate.
50, though, you'd do that for real.
I mean, she looks good for 50.
Wow. Flu, 50. You ever done a 50-year-old?
No, when I was 18, I had sex with a 37-year-old from B&Q.
Right.
I worked at B&Q, and yeah, so...
Did she teach you some stuff?
No, we were in a kid's bedroom for some reason, and I remember the purple dinosaur?
Barney.
That kept talking to me, and we weren't even nudged into it. So we're getting down, and then she's like, ABC, you like me. It threw me off my stroke.
Oh, that's
100%.
Got to be very weird. That's probably, I think we should start talking about wrestling now.
I think we should precipice by saying, what a sucky October it's been.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico, Spain, Las Vegas, Tom Petty.
Yeah,
so obviously, we're talking about wrestling and kind of getting away from all that shit, kind of way.
It's been terrible.
Yeah, but horror for all of it.
Yeah, very sad week. But one important thing in the plus side of this week, it was Bruce Lift Day.
Oh, well, there you go.
This week, so that was good. We'll get to that.
I did a This Is Bulgaria event at my venue.
Uh-huh.
Very old fashioned, lovely people though. Very bizarre event,
are you serious?
But very nice. Yeah, we did This Is Bulgaria. So it must be some kind of Bulgarian festival time.
Yeah.
So they all gave each other cake and stuff. It was lovely.
Yeah, a lot of people come.
About 1,500, something like that.
There's
1,500
Bulgarians in London.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have.
Well, they all came to the Indigo that night and had a lovely time yesterday.
Wow.
Don't you think they might as well just exchange Bulgaria's national anthem to the Rusev's theme song?
As they should.
Rusev Mashka. I think 100%. I would love that.
100%.
Should we talk about wrestling?
Let's do that.
Actually, before we start,
you love, don't you?
Outside the ring.
What?
Big announcement announced today.
What happened?
What's wrong with you, man?
What?
Triple H has announced NXT War Games, War Games, baby.
Yes.
So, for those who don't know, War Games was an epic pay-per-view invented by the WCW NWA times back in the day. So this is 20 years in the making since they've done anything like this.
I'm actually, I don't pretend to be a massive back in the day fan WCW, but I'm excited.
No, but don't you remember any of the classic War Games?
Of course
matches?
I do. I watched the NWO one. I remember
NWO
that.
Versus WCW.
Yeah.
So remember the
didn't Thingy break his neck? Sid Justice tried to powerbomb someone, hit the top of the cage.
No, so Sid Justice then he broke Brian Pillman's neck in a War Games match. Well, that was the Sting Squadron, I believe, if I remember correctly. It was Sting, Pillman, Steiners, I think it was, versus, well, I think it was the Four Horsemen when Sid Justice was in it. So
you must
Sid,
be super excited, man.
And then yeah, so good times.
Essentially, these are 4-on-4 matches.
It's yeah, not? Team, yeah.
It was their
wasn't it?
Okay, have you seen that Cody, because obviously he slagged off, are they doing, what's the event they're doing, the SmackDown Starcade?
Starcade.
But Cody Rhodes has actually said, I give my blessing to this, because Triple H was a friend of Dusty, and he's going to actually treat it with care. So I think
he's referring to the War Games.
Yeah, that's what he was referring to.
Starcade, I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, no, he hates Starcade. But he's happy with War Games, because he said Triple H will treat it with respect.
Do you remember Team NWO versus WCW when...
No.
When
I don't remember any War Games.
When Kurt Hennig slammed the cage on Ric Flair's door?
No.
You don't remember that?
Ric Flair's face, but yeah.
Do you remember when it was WCW NWO again, and they fought Sting joined NWO?
Nope.
And he came out and he beat up the NWO and then said to Luger, I'm out of here, and he left, and then he came back as the Crowley like months later.
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember any of that.
Do you remember Legion of Doom? No. Nikita Koloff and Dusty Rhodes versus the Four Horsemen in 1987. The best War Games match ever.
Right now, Skillet is directly in Ace's face, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't remember that?
How old were you in 1987?
Well, I didn't see that at the time. Oh, right. But you watch as you get older with the tape traders. So you have to remember, I was a wrestling fan young, and then I got all the tape traders, and I used to get all the... So from age 7 and onwards, I was getting taped from 80s.
Didn't you tell me your dad saw Ric Flair versus Thingy live in somewhere?
Carlos Colon live in Canada.
Now that's history, ladies
and
gentlemen.
My dad saw Ric Flair versus Carlos Colon in Canada. Not the famous one in Puerto Rico.
Right. In Canada. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's where this is where your wrestling roots come from?
No, my dad was not a wrestling fan at all.
Oh, so why was he there?
He had a free ticket to Canada. Oh, and he got to see Ric Flair do his thing.
Oh my! Does he acknowledge that he saw the greatest?
I told him that. I said, Dad, I'm envious of you. You saw the greatest of all time. Yeah. That's something I've always wanted to see. Now I got to see his daughter.
Like we'll never see. You'll never see Flair wrestle.
I will never see Flair ever. I just want to interview him, though. I just want to interview. I had a chance.
Well, there you go. Here's my first interesting question for you guys. I've seen a lot of the greats wrestle live. Who's the one you've missed?
Flair.
I saw Taker. I've seen.
We've seen Taker.
I've never seen Brett. I saw Savage.
I've never seen Brett wrestle live.
I saw Brett.
I've never seen Savage wrestle live.
I saw Brett versus Akushi. I saw Macho Man Randy Savage versus Yokozuna.
I've never seen Brett wrestle live.
You saw Yoko live.
I saw Yoko, man. It was awesome. And then when I was standing outside afterwards, and he came out with like 8 Chinese meals and stuff like that.
How big was Yoko? Like,
and this was about 2 years from the end, but he was a big old guy. But he could still move, man. And everyone said when he dropped the leg, which looked like one of the most vicious moves of all time, they didn't even feel it.
Yeah.
What a pro. Underrated of all time. Well, he's big, but Yokozuna's one of the best. I thought he was outstanding.
He was outstanding.
Yeah.
And definitely quick. Outstanding.
How could he be so quick? He was Samoan.
That was funny. I loved it when Usos inducted Yoko into the Hall of Fame, and they were like, "Oh, can't wait! We're gonna see our uncle do his thing live on TV." And then they paused. They were like, "Why is he Japanese?" that was such a good induction. That was so good. War Games. I'm very excited about this, man. Yeah. But to answer your question about wrestlers I've never seen live that are greats,
I never saw Flair. That's annoyed me.
I've seen Punk. I've seen Bryan. Never seen Flair, never seen Savage.
I did see Flair come back and say hello, but it was the same as Hogan. They did that, hello everyone, enjoy the show, bye, and left.
I saw Hogan do his thing.
Do you know the most disappointing I saw live? I saw Del Rio versus Rob Van Dam, and I don't know if they'd had a smoke before or something like that, but it was terrible. It was poor, man. Alberto Del Rio didn't even have his knee pads on, so you could tell he was just raining in. And Rob Van Dam looked a little bit... little bit like me on a Thursday, but yeah.
Right.
Well, did you see the podcast? Interesting podcast. Randy Orton had a good podcast on Edge and Christian. That was very interesting.
What did he talk about? Did he talk about how he's sick and tired of black people taking a knee?
I'm staying away from that.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, it's all, but no, he did. He did mention he said, "God bless Kevin Owens," because he's getting that fat guy gimmick over and stuff.
Yes,
like that.
So
it was a kind of respectful diss, but he was actually saying, "I respect it if you can get over being a fat guy." But he did it in a typical Randy Orton kind of way. But then Edge and Christian put him over and said he's actually a good guy. And he, to be fair to Randy Orton, he put over, who's the singing guy? Aiden English.
Yeah.
He said how he liked working with him and stuff like that. So he actually came across okay. The other interview I want to talk about, Sam Roberts had Bret Hart on. I know you're a Bret Hart fan.
I love Bret
Hart. And I love Bret Hart interviews because he's just like, Eric Bischoff is a piece of shit and a maggot.
Yeah, I heard but I like
him.
One.
But I love the way he's so schizo. He goes, so he's a piece of shit, he's a maggot, he buried me. But I like him, he was nice with Owen. Oh, and no offence to Triple H, yeah. And I like Triple H, but he's a piece of shit and I hate him. And you're like, you're saying two things at once, Bret. Yeah,
you can tell that he really has disdain for Triple H. And Eric Bischoff.
Bret just speaks his mind.
No, man, he just doesn't care.
But, and he also did the wrestling is like it is today because of me. I'm the
when
best.
You're the greatest of all time.
And don't get me wrong, I love him a bit.
When you're the greatest of all time.
I just love the way he
does. He does. He needs to be a little bit more humble. He needs to let people tell him.
He's had a stroke.
I know.
He witnessed his brother die live on TV.
And then, how many times can you say, I've never hurt anybody? Like, we get it. We understand.
He's never talked to anybody.
I know,
talk to Kurt Hennig. Talk to King on Bundy. They all say I'm the best.
You know why Brad says this stuff? Because he still doesn't get love that he deserves.
He definitely does.
Of course he does.
He does.
People rate him as one of the greatest, but they say Shawn's. They always say Shawn's better than him, and he's not.
Shawn Michaels interviews these days, he's just like, so
Shawn is a better character than Brad.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He's got schizo, isn't he?
I'm trying to think why I would.
And then every single time they say, so were you an arsehole? I can't remember. I love Shawn Michaels.
I love Shawn. Listen, don't get it twisted. I love Shawn. Shawn's amazing as well.
Exactly.
What was that pre-pay-per-view where he was just fucking up?
Which one was that one?
I can't remember.
Oh, when he was off his nut, wasn't he?
We was laughing. He wasn't making any decisions. He wasn't making no sense.
In terms of promo? Are you talking about kickoff?
Yeah, kickoff show.
I think it was WrestleMania, bro.
We were cracking up.
So,
he doesn't watch the product. So what's your opinion on the IC match that's going to happen, take place?
Well, it's kind of, he was like this, it's kind of hard for me to... Because, when I was defending the title,
and you're like, sure, I know we're talking about the current IC champ, The Miz, and
And he would say stuff like, I'm going to go with the challenger, because he doesn't know the person's name. I'm going to go with the champ. Hilarious, Shawn Michaels. Fix up.
But respect to them both, obviously.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I mock lovingly.
Should we start this episode then?
Go on then.
Let's talk about Raw. I think Raw was in Denver, wasn't it? It was in Denver at the Pepsi Stadium or stuff like that.
Apparently, it was the sixth lowest rated Raw of the year.
God damn. The Pepsi Center, yes.
But I guess, obviously, in America, that's important. Yeah,
there's a lot going on over there in the States, so I can imagine they don't really want to watch wrestling at this time. But hey. I mean, they've had like concerns about viewership for the whole year, I think.
Mm. Well, that's why they're pushing the Shield quickly, aren't they? They're like, shit, Cena's going, we need something. And that's why... Like you said earlier, it's a little bit rushed, isn't it?
Definitely. And even, I still think putting the main event in the middle of the show is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange, but hey.
And then they're giving the cruiserweights. Anyway, let's talk about that. Go on, Skillet.
But it started off strong, though. It started off with Braun Strowman versus Seth Rollins. I really enjoyed this opening match.
You know what? I think I was smoking last week. I thought he said Brock. Who? I seriously thought Seth said, so I'm going to challenge Brock. But he didn't. He said Braun. I thought he said Brock. So I was actually disappointed because I was expecting. So I apologise, ladies and gentlemen. That's my brain.
But it started off really well, reasonable. I felt.
Yeah.
Ace, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was very good, man. Good, really good match. Good back and forth. Because I know we all had a concern that after Braun lost to Lesnar, that they'd have nothing for him. At least he's not squashed. He's not buried. He's still doing meaningful matches. And he's winning as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, they can build him up to something else as well.
I'm scared they're going to feed him Joe on his return. I'm so scared they're going to feed him Joe.
You think so?
Yep. It's what, and I can see by you agree, they're going to feed him Joe, aren't they?
And he'll squash
Joe. I don't think he will. I think they're going to keep Joe away from him. Joe's going to come back strong, I think. And
fingers crossed.
One thing I really liked about this match is when Strowman slapped Seth, when Seth tried to do the suicide dive, And Shomer just squatted him away like a... Like
Rollins is special, man. Now he's
his special move. Sorry. Now he's lost the curb stomp. I think he's lost something.
You don't like the Okada knee?
Shawn Michaels never quite worked when he had that, you know, drop side suplex. And then when he got the super kick, he made it. And it's almost like Seth Rollins got the other way. Seth Rollins had one of the best finishes ever. And now he's gone to that weird spin thing with his knee. It doesn't work.
That's a Kenny Omega move.
Yeah, it doesn't work, though. It's a special. It's
when Kenny Omega does it, it's amazing.
It doesn't look...
When Kenny Omega does it, it's amazing.
So what is it? Why is it Seth doing it properly?
Seth is wrestling for the WWE. You can't do it.
Maybe he's just keeping the pedigree.
Well, he's not with Triple H anymore, so...
Just keep it.
He's still called the Kingslayer.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, but yeah.
All right, and then Elias versus Titus O'Neil was the next match. I'm not going to talk about this. So.
Well, what I will say is one interesting thing. Do you notice Elias was leading the match, which is weird considering Titus has been there, 8 years plus, and Elias is a new guy. Elias was leading the match. I thought that was interesting. Boring Mark comment. I apologise. Continue.
That is fine. Where do we go with Elias, though? I mean...
Change the gimmick.
Nah.
I think so.
I think it
would. You're not going to get like over it with the guitar gimmick.
You don't think so?
Ask Jeff Jarrett or... Well, Honky Tonk got over, I guess.
Honky Tonk was a different kettle of fish.
Yes, he was.
He was a great heel.
I don't think they should change the gimmick. I'm just curious to know what they do with him going forward. I do think he gets genuine heat when he's like... What's he saying? Do you want to hear a song or something like that?
Yeah, he does.
He's good on the mic.
Yeah. But he's not into it.
But then, well, after that...
I thought you were a fan.
No, I've never been a fan of Elias Sampson.
Oh.
Really?
Is it better than Aiden English?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's keep it.
It's like saying, yeah, exactly. what is that?
Mickie James versus Nia Jax.
Sweet Moses. Sweet Moses, man. It feels like the women's division is going backwards and backwards. Yeah. And also, it's what? She's an old woman. She's late 30s.
Yeah.
I'm late 30s. Are you saying I'm over it? Am I over the hill?
She's not old.
I am. But I mean, can you imagine what she, last time she was in WWE, she was called fat. Yeah. Now she's come back to WWE and she's called old. I thought we were moving forwards, people. This seems like a step backwards. And also, Alicia Thingy and Emma can't act to save their balls. No, awful.
No, poor. And how are Alexa and Nia friends now again?
They're just
hanging out in the locker room.
It's like they're like, screw that storyline.
Back to your point, Flute. Alicia Fox and Emma.
Awful.
Unbearable.
Awful.
I couldn't believe they were so awkward, man.
Awful.
They can't act, man.
Well, they've both been slagging off for not being on television recently. Well, on Twitter, but
then they need to
know
why.
Because you suck. But yeah, here you go. I like the Emma Geek gimmick when she first came in.
That was good.
That was awesome, man.
The weird dance and all that. Yeah, it worked, man. Yeah. That was over, definitely. We're happy with
Jason Jordan and Matt Hardy versus Carl. See, I'm going through this quite fast.
You are now.
Yeah. Carl Anderson and the Gallows.
Well, at least the club got a victory.
Yeah, club win.
It's good.
Yeah, club won. That was good. Yeah.
Did you see someone gave Carl Anderson some shit on Twitter and he just roasted him, man? Mm. Someone was just like, oh, you're not doing very good on Raw. And he was just like, oh, thank you very much for your advice, Mark, and stuff like that. Yeah. I'll check my payslip and stuff like that. Yeah. They're not doing anything with them, but they're not burying them. Yeah. So they're bubbling. They're there. They're the people you beat before you take on the tag champs, which is a good spot to be in. And also they're prepping for an Idra or a Finn or an AJ or someone to join. They've got to pull the trigger on that one day
soon.
Yeah,
I think. Do you think they've just abandoned this Jason Jordan thing as well? Because I thought like the Miz thing was heating up, and now obviously it looks like they're...
Now you're putting in with Matt Hardy, and they just put random people together, it means they haven't got a clue. Got just see what happens. Them,
yeah.
Why aren't they doing something with Matt Hardy? I thought that case was cleared, or is he still not allowed to?
I have no idea. I just think every time I see Matt Hardy just not being the broken Matt Hardy, they're really missing out on a big opportunity with him. That's where he shines, man.
Incredible.
And he can be so creative with ideas and what to do and McMahon and all that stuff.
This vessel.
McMahon. Yeah. Having droids come down while he's, you know, little camera droids following him while he's coming down to the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So many different stuff they could do outside the ring. Don't even, if I was them, I wouldn't even have Hardy's in on Raw, like in terms of wrestling. Just have vignettes of them doing crazy shit every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Real shame.
We'll see though. We'll see.
Speaking of another shameful moment. What do you guys think of the Bray Wyatt Finn Balor promo? Ace, coming to you first.
You know what? I think differently from you lot. I'm actually excited about the unveiling.
Sister Abigail.
Okay, one second. Okay.
I'm excited to see what they're going to do. Who is Sister Abigail?
Do you think it's going to be somebody else?
Nah. So there's rumors and whispers that Bray is actually Sister Abigail.
That's what I think.
No.
Well, Bray, like the old Psycho
Bray's
films.
Not putting on makeup.
Mother. You don't think it's going to be like Psycho?
Bray's not putting on makeup.
No Norman Bates.
No. Well, you can't imagine kind of black eye makeup. No, I can't imagine it either, man. I'm trying to sell it to you.
They're not doing that to Bray.
How do you know?
They're not.
You don't see Vincent McMahon pitching that to Bray?
So what, he's going to be his own sister?
So you know how Finn has the demon?
And his Sister Abigail is actually Bray.
Bray has Sister Abigail? No. You don't see that?
No, I don't see it.
You saw the Titantron with Sister Abigail morphed into Bray?
No, it's not. It's
do you not see that?
It's not the same person.
But do you not see when Sister Abigail morphed into Bray?
It's not Bray.
Ace, what do you think?
I've heard the same thing. There's a couple of women lined up, isn't there, who kind of tweet.
There's rumours that the lady from took part of the Mae Young Classic, what's her name?
Yeah.
Sage or something.
Yeah. And the other one's put, you know, the one who had her arm broken recently by Sexy Star? She's said it's not her.
Okay.
Or she's trying to sign for him. But if he does it well, it can Paige? Work.
Paige?
No, I think it's not. Well,
that
no.
would be dope.
I would love it to be Paige.
That would be sick.
I would love it to be Paige.
Yep.
It's not going to be Paige. You know why it's not going to be Paige? You know who it's going to be? Bray Wyatt.
It's not Bray Wyatt. I can't.
I keep trying to think. I don't like this, but if you were a 10-year-old kid who was a fan of Finn, you'd enjoy this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's look at it that way. Is that what they're doing?
10-year-old kids are losing their shit over this storyline. They're going mad.
Yay!
It's like Avengers.
But sure, if Bray puts on a dress and then loses, then we're doing the 10 bells
for Bray Wyatt.
If he puts on a dress,
if he loses, puts on a dress and loses, not if he just puts on a dress. If he puts on a dress, I'm definitely doing a 10 count for Bray.
Okay. What happens if you made it creepy? I'm trying to sell this.
They probably will. They probably will make it creepy, but I just don't like. Oh my god,
it's not Bray.
If it's like Shredder, if they transform Bray from Shredder to Super Shredder, then I would love it. I'm going mad. I'll applaud that. But if it's Bray in his weird dressy, I mean, it depends how they do it. It might pull it off.
It's not Bray.
I definitely think it's like Bray, Demon Bray, Sister Abigail.
No.
Apparently, Sister Abigail is supposed to be a black woman as well.
Where'd you get that from?
I've heard that somewhere.
What? Maybe it's karma.
Well, someone came up to you and said, Skillet, I heard that is a black person.
No, I happened. But I was standing on the corner.
Well, this story instantly sounds
and then
good.
Some guy walked past. Hey, man, are you that guy that does the Kick Out podcast, man? I went, yeah, but hey, man, between me and you, man, I hear that.
I suck your dick.
I hear that Sister Abigail is a black woman. I'm saying, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, man, that's between me and you. See you later, Jack. He went off to the sunset, never seen him again.
If some crackhead said it on the corner, then I believe it won.
That was my sources, man.
Of course. Yeah.
Anyway, The Miz versus Roman Reigns for the IC Championship. Flu.
Yeah. I mean, it's building to something, isn't it? I think what annoys me is they obviously did the image at the end of last week with the two, with Bray Wyatt and the Mr. Raj, and then to do it again and then do the same image, it just annoys me because it shows that they're trying to do that image. You know the video package before the match?
Yeah.
They want that image of the three of them doing the Shield.
But I just forgot to remember, mention something. So after the Seth Braun match, Miz, the bar came down to attack Seth, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then Dean came down, then they both attacked Seth and Dean, the bar.
And then the Braun beat up both of them, didn't he, or something?
Braun beat up both Seth and Dean.
Oh, and then they came down.
And then the bar came down, beat up.
To pick the bones!
Beat up Ambrose and Seth. And then when The Miz wrestled the Reigns in a decent match.
Wait, it was a good match.
And then Reigns won. Mm-hmm. Then the bar and Miz all attacked Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And then they did the pose that you love so much.
They overdo that pose. Every single time, it's here. We're the bar, and it's over here. But we're the bar.
Cross
it's
forearms.
Like, yeah, exactly. Oh my God. The thing is, unfortunately, it's buried. I'm sure I've had a drink.
Oh, Axel and Curtis yeah. and Bo Dallas. But the fact WWE will never have faith in them ever.
The fact
ever.
Is, they had to do it, didn't they? It buries them, but they had to do it.
Well,
and
yeah.
And now, unfortunately, this match is a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, I guess you got to look at The Miz as a package. So The Miz is with the Mistourage rather than they're a team. That's one person. That's why Miz wins, because he's got people in his corner.
Right.
So that's his gimmick. You know what I mean? It's like you've got Andre and Heenan. Do you know what I mean?
How do you think they brought the news to them that they weren't going to be used this week on Raw?
I think they just told them and they said, like it or lump it, because this is WWE.
Can you give me an example how you think they told them?
No, I can't.
Please?
You two shits, come here. Come here, look at my eye. I want you to headbutt me right out of the fucking face. No, I don't. Who are you? Who's Cody?
It's Cody.
Did you notice in the package... normally, sorry to go forward a bit, but Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens, they did the package of him doing the coast to coast. Did you notice this? They always show that, you know, against Vince or against someone who's on the roster. This week, they showed him doing the coast to coast against Cody Rhodes. Am I looking too deep into stuff, or was that a thing? Or am I looking to... Why would you use footage of an old wrestler that's not on the roster? Mm. You never see footage of Punk. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
I'm looking into it too much because I'm a loser, ladies and gentlemen.
That's very interesting, bro.
Thank you very much.
That's very interesting. So Bo and Curtis out of it, then? Is that it?
Yeah,
they'll be in the corner.
They won't be in the corner either.
Do you think they'll be in the corner?
No.
Why? No, because
they'll be in the corner.
They'll be in the numbers
game. They'll be in the corner.
No, they're going to run down like stooges like Pat Patterson and Briscoe.
Yeah.
But they won't be. They're going to get beat up, basically.
Well, I don't know why they don't just tag them, though, and give them some wins. There's no reason why they can't get a couple. Come on, give them a little. Throw them a bone. There you
do
go.
Do something with them, at least. Mm.
What's next, Skillet?
Bayley and Sasha versus Emma and Alicia
no,
Fox.
No. In the next section was Dana Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah. So, obviously, you can never mess with that because it's a wonderful cause and good luck to them. But I'm going to say it, ladies and gentlemen. This might get me some heat. I don't like Dana Warrior. I think she's a knob. Yeah, and I think it's weird...
Why is she a knob?
No, I agree.
She can't say her husband's name. Yeah. Dana Waller. And I want to give all these people the Waller Awards. You can't say your husband's name. Waller.
I do find the crowd really find that boring. There's looking at like why it's like you find it hard to read as well. Yeah. Sorry, this is really bad.
Sounds good luck to those women and absolutely tremendous, but
yeah.
And I always like hearing Ultimate Warriors music.
Yeah.
Wawa. I always like hearing the Ultimate Wawa's music. Yes.
I was in a lift in New York and Dana Warrior walked in with her daughter and I refused to talk to her.
Why?
Why? There's something about her I just don't trust.
Really?
Yeah, there's something about
her. Doesn't it?
Something about her.
And God bless her, genuinely, but she comes across as fake for me. It's
yes.
Fake. It's like she's trying to sell her brand.
Ask her. What's your favorite? What's your husband? What's your favorite match from your husband? See what she comes up with.
My favorite Warrior match was the one when he held up the company for more money. and obviously now he's going to forget the fact that he was a douchebag.
I absolutely love. You know what my favorite husband match is? What's that, Dana Warrior? The match he had with Orlando Jordan in the Independent in Australia.
when he was knackered by the time he got to the ring.
That's probably the only match I've ever seen.
Yeah. Wawa.
Wawa.
No, but obviously, we are not disrespecting the actual subject matter. Good luck
But
to
you
them.
Know what? Can I say a few things about this? Because I don't get the love. Like, it's a bit weird, this whole love for Warrior that WWE's doing.
That's what I just said.
After all these years
of slandering
the man.
And all you hear is stories about him turning down fans for not wanting to sign autographs, telling fans to shove it.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, God bless him, but the fact is we're forgetting the fact that he was a douchebag earlier in his life.
The self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior DVD.
They made that DVD.
Seems a lot more realistic to me than the one when they bigged him up.
Yeah.
And also, are we going to forget the fact that he made a bunch of homophobic racial slurs on YouTube? Yeah. You know what I mean? We're just going to... God bless him. But just because he's dead, he was a dickhead. Sorry.
Warrior. Not a great wrestler either, let's be
honest. Even as a kid, I went, there's something up with him. That Mr. Perfect guy, he's all right. But that other one, it's something up with him.
Definitely.
That Texas
Tornado, can we all take turns doing a Warrior promo?
No.
This has come across.
You've got to give us. No, you can't do it on the spot. We'll think about it, though.
That's good. Ace, that was good.
That's all I got.
Hulk.
Yeah.
Ultimate War. He couldn't say his own name. Americans can't say the name Warrior.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Huaria. Yeah, but the Americans can't say that. They say Huawa.
You know, he's supposed to be Native American. His gimmick was supposed to be Native American.
No.
Seriously.
Why?
He's supposed to be Native, like warrior, like a Native warrior.
Is that why he was the dingo warrior?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Explode the rocket! Put the rocket fuel in the rocket ship! Ignite the torch that makes me alive!
Okay, that was... Okay. All right, rest in peace, Walter Warrior, though. We're not here to take the piss out.
Yeah, but you know what? I always thought you... But everyone remembers him, so good luck to him.
Yeah.
There you go. We ended that nicely. Put the bow on that.
And what didn't really end nicely for me on Raw was the Enzo promo. But Flu, I know you love this.
I liked it. For me, Enzo is the most entertaining, and I might catch him flat, but I think Enzo is the most entertaining thing on Raw right now.
I'd have to agree with you.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Even though, obviously, I'm not really happy with how where it's going, but I think you give Enzo a mic, you're going to be entertained for as long as he's got the mic.
I agree with that.
And everything he says is captivating and entertaining, even when it sometimes doesn't drop. Just like the attempt.
Are they trying to make him like a McGregor or Mayweather?
Kind of.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
McGregor, Mayweather, hated. But the only way this will work is because he is kind of burying the cruiserweights. So the only way this works is make sure you give the cruiserweights a chance to respond. Make sure you give the cruiserweights a chance. Because at the moment you can say, oh, they're burying the cruiserweights. No, the cruiserweights have to step up and be better.
Right.
But the fact is, give them that chance. Okay. Don't just let them talk. Next time they're on the mic, let them talk shit about him back.
I agree.
Don't just eat a shit sandwich. You got to talk back. But
that was funny, the way he was addressing everybody.
You schmuck.
Yeah. And he said about...
Sauer, you were nice to me on Twitter. I'm not going to beat you up today.
Yeah, that was really
He said about Cedric Alexander again, about his scuba diving.
What size is that? A schmedium?
Schmedium.
You schmuck.
Said that Brian Kendrick was like a hobo. He said Mustafa Ali's name was like... They named you after the jungle.
Lion King or something.
What?
Like. Yeah, like, I mean, but it's...
There was a funny one.
It was a funny bit.
But then, and then what happens?
So anyway, so
they bring back...
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll get to that. So Renee Young tried to interview Enzo Amore backstage. But obviously, Enzo, you know, was this bit speechless about people not liking him, and he limped away from what happened to him from last week. Comes out to the ring, we just mentioned, made fun of all the cruiserweights while they were all at ringside, and then said that none of you could touch me because of the contract he had clause. Put the title in the air, said none of you can touch me. I dare any of you to come and attack me. Kurt Angle's music plays. Kurt Angle says, yes, you're right. If anyone in the cruiserweights do touch you, they will be fired. But I've hired someone new who this rule doesn't apply to. And you're thinking, the crowd was a bit of a buzz from the crowud. And you're thinking, they might have brought back Austin Aries.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, Rey Mysterio might have re-signed, which would have been awesome.
Amazing.
Any of the NXT smaller chaps?
Even if they brought in Ricochet randomly, even though there was no rumours about that. But even if it was someone from the independent scene that was quite a bit of a name.
Spike Dudley. Let's do that.
Wow.
Now, this is no offense to this guy, because I think this athlete is amazing, but he just hasn't been booked really well in the WWE. He hasn't really got any momentum or built anything great for himself. So to bring back Kalisto.
Flat.
No reaction.
It was a fart in a church.
And they did not mention that Kalisto was in Cruiserweight Division before. No, they didn't.
But he just came back. He looks ridiculous. Yeah. He's got like a loincloth on, and he paints his eyes like Batman. He's got the mask, and he... Looks, like you say, incredible athlete, but I can never forget that promo he gave when he just said, I'm going to give it the Lucha stuff, and then he just left. And he's the worst on the mic possibly ever.
That's a bit harsh.
Ever.
Really?
Ever.
That's a bit harsh.
I'm going to give him... the Lucha.
Sid. Sid's done it many a time.
Sid Justice.
We're live, pal.
I loved watching Sid Justice.
I'm just going to... Oh, let me try that again. We're live, pal.
Sid was still good on the mic.
And I have half the brain that you do.
I love him.
I am the greatest of the world.
I used to love Sid.
I love Sid. Yeah.
We should do a best of Sid one day.
Be about a 2-minute podcast, but yeah.
For real.
But yeah,
that was a flat ending for Raw.
Yeah,
terrible.
But again, the cruiserweights did finish again, so I like at least they're trying. But like I say, they've got to give the rest of the roster a little bit of a bit of a hope spot now. Otherwise, it's a little bit it is burying. But I love Enzo. All good.
Kalisto versus Enzo.
No! You know what the ending was? It was the three gentlemen in the locker room. That was the ending.
Oh yes.
Yes.
And I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, whenever me, Skillet, or Ace meet up, that's exactly what happens. Ace is normally sitting down, looking stern, and he just looks a bit stern. And then Skillet comes in from the left and kind of plays with his hands a little bit. And then I come in and nod, and then we all go our separate ways. That's a normal Tuesday for us.
That is a normal Tuesday for us.
Can you, you know, I've got to give some credit to Roman Reigns here, because everyone slags him off. But can you imagine having a camera in your face and having to look stern for 2 minutes?
Because
you do that.
You'd have to smile a little bit.
Just stand there and play with your hand. And
he does a great job of it as well.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I have to give Roman Reigns credit, man. Like, I think he's been brilliant this year. I think he's had a good year.
He's
had a very good year. So, big up Roman Reigns,
he
man.
He got over with me in the ring when he was against AJ. Matches with AJ
outstanding.
Underrated matches.
Not invisible man's eyes. That's what got AJ the belt. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
What? Give AJ...
matches with Reigns. I can believe that
100%.
Vince gave... That won Vince over.
Oh, really? Oh,
who's this guy? Who's this incredible talent guy? Give him the belt! He's been wrestling for about 20 years. What? Give him the belt for a short minute of time.
I'm taking gonna make him a Chinese guy.
And we're going to give it to Jinder. And then AJ Jinder will main event WrestleMania. No, but
cool. But so rushed, but yeah.
Are you excited for the reunion of Shield? The Shield
are
going to reunion.
What? Yes,
reunite.
I'm going to stop being a bitter old man, and yes, I am.
I am too.
Could be done better, but
I
yes.
am. I just feel like it should have been. I think they could have waited till next week.
Yep.
And they could have reunited them with a run out.
Right.
That would have been good.
Agreed.
Or I think they might have done it this week, so that next week we get the Sierra Hotel Indigo.
Oh, you know what?
I think we're going to get that next week.
You just saying that actually made me think, oh, actually, yeah.
No, they're going to save that for the pay-per-view.
I think they'll do it next week.
I would have liked that whole, you know, remember when with the Nexus stuff, when Edge and Jericho went up the aisle and they were like, oh, should we help them or not? And then Jericho and Edge decided to help them.
Yeah,
I think something like that would have been nice. That'd but be good. You just saying that, the Echo Hotel. Yeah, that's
Sierra, Echo, Delta.
They'll come through the crowd again as well.
Yeah, and they'll come through the crowd.
There's a rumour that CM Punk's the one who says Sierra.
That is Punk saying that.
I bet they'll change that.
Ooh.
Nah.
Or is that an urban legend? Who knows? We're just marks in a room, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we get to an interview?
Let's do it.
Oh, awesome.
So this is my interview with the King of Strong Style, not the artist, as they want to call him today. The King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura.
The Kick Out.
King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura. How are you, sir? Nice introduction, right?
Good.
You got a big match this weekend.
Yeah.
WWE Heavyweight Championship on the line. You are no stranger to championship material before. You've won the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. What are you like thinking? How's your nerves are like this weekend going against Jinder?
I just want to enjoy the match.
Right.
Yeah, against the Jinder. Yeah. Yeah. So last night, I thought about the matches. So what should I do in the match? So before sleep, if Jinder has boys, Shin Brothers.
Yes.
If they throw me kind of cheap shot, Mr. Fuji shot, but they throw me maybe curry powder, garam masala, maybe turmeric.
Turmeric powder, right?
But so maybe I need to bring green powder, wasabi powder.
Wasabi?
Yeah.
And then throw it back at them?
Yeah.
What about mist? spit the mist? Yeah,
maybe a wasabi mist?
Yeah.
Maybe a
wasabi mist.
Probably I kill myself, I think.
Yeah. It's probably not a good idea. You'll probably pass out.
Yeah.
What do you do to prepare yourself? Like, obviously, you have your training, you train, you know. But what else do you do to relax and get yourself comfortable for the big match?
So right before the big match, keep normal.
Right.
Yeah. So nothing change.
Don't stress too much.
Yeah. So just entrance music, like walking the gorilla, still relax, sometimes dancing. Then so every producer, what the hell are you doing? my style, no problem.
You're in your zone.
Yeah. Then music hit. I'm gonna change. Yeah.
I love your entrances as well. One thing, your entrances are amazing. I can't wait to see. I don't want you to spoil anything. But are we expecting something special this week?
Maybe. So office didn't talk to me.
So you will find out.
Yeah. But so I just changed my outfit. Yeah.
Something jazzy.
Yes.
Yeah, nice, man.
Called New York.
Yeah, of course. You have to rep. Yeah. What is it? So after, what is it like facing the competition in WWE back post to competition you had in the past with Japan? And I mean, is it a whole different ball game? Do you have to relearn what you've already were taught in Japan?
No, but wrestling is wrestling. So I think basic is all same. So in the United States, in Japan, in Mexico, yeah, basically same. Just need to adjust a little bit. Yeah, but so WWE more storyline.
Yep.
Need to speak English. I still speak Japanese. Sorry.
Of course. You'll get there.
Yeah. But so I try to enjoy every moment. Yeah.
Okay.
But normal for me. I try to think.
The kick out.
And there you go. That was Shinsuke Nakamura talking to Skillet. Sorry, this is a podcast, so there was no subtitles, but...
sticks and stones may break. Please don't script Shinsuke. He doesn't have to talk.
He doesn't.
He can be, because he's an artist, he can be quiet.
Well, I don't understand why they have to make everybody talk.
Because Vince is a fool.
He doesn't.
But he was fun with me. He had a lot of fun with me. Me and him cracked a little joke. You know,
what's he like?
He's a lovely man.
He just seems like a nice, geeky
lovely
guy.
Man. You're good.
But the problem is, I think Vince.
I think he said, "Oh, good, Blackie." I was like, "What?" No, I'm joking. He didn't say such things.
See, ladies and gentlemen, that's why there has to be a video podcast. You can see Skillet's face.
I'm only kidding. Shinsuke's a lovely man. He loved my introduction for him, and yeah, we had a great chat. And he loved the fact that I referenced Mist, the Green Mist. I referenced that.
The old Great Muda thing.
He loved that.
I was going to challenge Skillet and Ace to say this week for the Nakamura thing, because we're in the interview, and obviously because of the current climate, your favourite, our top 10 favourite wrestlers who are not from the UK, so including the Irish, obviously, and stuff like that, and the American or Canadian. Ooh. So who's your top 10? And then I realised I don't know anything about any other... So I kind of stitched myself.
So
you could kick off with...
Let's do it all together.
So when you say American, like, they can be American, but they're kind of like foreign gimmicks?
No. They've got to be so... I'll start. Rey Mysterio from Mexico.
Right.
And I can do a second
one. I can't say Sabu.
Pardon me?
Where's Sabu from?
He's actually American, but he's from, obviously, Arab descent. Or Indian descent or Asian descent.
It's difficult. No, I don't think you can.
Okay.
So you could say Cesaro.
Sure.
You could say.
Well, Cesaro's in there for me.
Juice and Thunder Liger.
Yeah, of course. Thunder Liger.
So there's three. We got three. Gentlemen, okay. Go ahead.
So we have to do collectively.
Let's do the 10 between us.
So okay. I've said
Cesaro. I've said Rey Mysterio, and I've
Juice
said
and Thunder Liger. That's a great three, and that's a three that I would have said as well.
Oh, sorry, bro.
No, that's fine. We're doing it together. So
I'm gonna go for Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio.
I wanted. Yeah.
I think Del Rio deserves to be in that top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
Del Rio, I mean, you know what? Obviously, his later, like the end of his WWE career was terrible. But when he first came, when he had...
he was amazing.
When he had Rodriguez
he
was sick then. He was very good.
He was like a Mexican Ted DiBiase.
He was very good, man.
Don't you
very
think?
Good.
And I remember when we went to Raw and he came out, you lost your mind. So don't pretend you weren't a big fan.
I was a big fan of Del Rio. As like I said, he was a Mexican Ted DiBiase.
He had an old school feel, didn't it, Ace?
He felt
like an old school heel.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Vince McMahon loved him.
He had his own ring announcer. Come on, that was awesome.
The Great Muto has to be in there for me.
Okay.
100%. Great Muta is one of my favorites.
Iron Sheik?
Iron Sheik has to be in there, I think. Yes. I think when it comes to the number one foreign wrestler, probably is in terms of what he's done for the business and popularity and being the world champion, I'm going to say, Iron Sheik.
I would have to agree. Well, Iron Sheik number one, Mysterio number two, and then the rest.
Well, Mysterio is number one, really, but
yeah.
But Iron Sheik in terms of...
So hang on, let's go for it. Okay. We got
changing the game.
How many is that, guys? We got Del Rio. Rey Mysterio, Sheik. Iron Sheik, Great Muta,
Cesaro,
Thunder Liger. That's six.
Nikolai Volkov.
I won't say the top ten for me.
No, I can't.
Do you know what? I was just thinking of random people.
Rusev.
Nah, not yet.
Okay, yeah, it's true. You need a bit more years. It's true.
This is hard.
Oh, who's the guy? Who's the guy who's been in the 5-star matches with Omega? Okada's gone in there this year.
What about Shinsuke? What about Shinsuke?
Oh shit!
Shinsuke's
in there.
We just did 100%. An interview and said we're doing this because of him, and we forgot 100%. About him.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Can we go for Jamaican Kofi Kingston?
No, he's not. He's American. He's American. I'm sorry.
Not even early.
You could put Carlos Colon in there if you wanted to.
Nah.
He's a legend, absolute legend. I'm not gonna put him in there, but he's a legend.
I'd rather have Carlito. Absolutely. I'd rather have Carlito.
No. Shut up.
I spit in the face
of people who don't want to be called.
Exactly.
I loved it when he came back and slagged them off at the Hall of Fame.
That was amazing.
And that showed me, oh man, everyone said he was lazy and he didn't use his, it's true. Because he's so charismatic.
I wouldn't say he's lazy. I just think he wasn't enthusiastic about it. I don't think he lost enthusiasm. That's what I would say.
Do you remember the 3-man match? It was Morrison, him, and Shelton Benjamin.
Very good.
Underrated, very incredible good. Match.
Shelton Benjamin, I heard him on the Edge of Christian podcast. Mm-hmm. Love the interview. And he's a great.
I like the fact he's saying, I'm not back to make up numbers. I'm back for the title. And if they don't put him there or thereabouts, I kind of felt
they should have put him at NXT and he should have gone for the NXT title.
100%.
I think that's what they should have done with Shelton. Anyway, we've been going past the subject matter.
We haven't mentioned Guerrero.
Oh, Eddie Guerrero, probably the greatest.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have now retired.
But Eddie Guerrero was born in Texas.
Okay, you just saved us there, Skillet, because
he's
we should
have... Texas.
Where was Ray
Eddie Guerrero?
Mexico. Where was Ray
was born in Mexico. He moved to America when he was 17.
Because forget non-English blah, blah, blah people. Eddie Guerrero's top 10 the world.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing.
But he was born in Texas.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. El Paso. For me, he's the most...
Eddie Guerrero's amazing. Love.
When he beat Lesnar, I cried. I cried. Incredible. They both looked at me really weird there, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm trying to remember the moment.
I got emotional when Benoit beat Triple H.
If you're ever in a room with just two guys, don't say you've cried. I've just learned that, ladies and gentlemen, because they both looked at me really weird.
No, you know what it is? I was trying to cast my mind back to the moment.
When he beat Lesnar, it was... I've never felt... I think the thing about it, you really rooted for him because he had the history.
Yeah.
And he kicked his ass. He deserved it. Incredible.
100%.
Incredible.
That's
another question. One day,
got 10 now. No,
we're nearly there now.
I think it's one more. We need one more.
Two more, I think.
No, it's one.
You said Sheamus?
No, I said UK, didn't I? So otherwise, we'd have to say Finn Balor.
Kamala. No, joking.
He's American.
This is bad,
ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you tweet in with the 10th?
The Japanese wrestlers I'm thinking of, but I don't know if I should put them in this conversation. That's what it is.
Well, this is now dead air.
Like Tajiri?
Nah.
Tajiri was a great move on knockoff, to be fair. No, that's no offense to Tajiri. He's amazing. But you know what I mean, though. He wasn't like totally original.
Aleister Black from Amsterdam. He's going to be a future great.
He'll be, hopefully.
He's the one I'm most excited about at the moment, Aleister Black.
Yeah.
This is bad that we can't do this.
But I think we should move on because we're just...
Oh, well, yeah, send us your tweets, guys.
Yeah, send us the tweet for the 10th
person. If you could help us... Fill in that top 10, because obviously we did it on the spot, so please help us fill in that top 10 of the great wrestlers.
The great Carly.
So now, this kick-out podcast is now just Fluent Skillet for the rest of the show.
Yokozuna!
He's Samoan.
I know.
And surely that counts. Or is Samoan in America? Yeah. Oh, in fact, we should say, then you could go Rock. Actually, you know what, we've opened a can of worms here, ladies.
The Rock's American, mate.
Okay. Wow, that sounded like you're doing a promo on me.
The Rock's American, and he's half black.
Well. Samoans, then.
Oh, God, noted. Thank you, Skillet.
Batista.
What's he talking about?
He's American.
He's Filipino, isn't he?
Filipino origin. Oh, okay. Then we could have said Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero would have won everything.
Okay.
Anyway, top 10 wrestlers that are not important in America. They're from...
Who's the South African guy again?
Mexico.
You've got to word it very carefully.
Or Japan. You know, one of those kind of countries.
It's basically not
or
UK.
Or Africa.
The South African guy from the Nexus.
Or the Caribbean. Huh?
The South African guy from the Nexus.
He had a bad injury. He's lost a finger.
He was terrible, bro.
He went skyglides.
No, he was a good wrestler, but he was terrible at the same time.
Yeah,
he skyglides flew into
Justin Gabriel.
There you go.
All right, let's move on. Yeah. Smacky down if. Lay off the smack of down if. On all your candy asses. Smackdown. This was the closing show before Hell in a Cell this week, which we're going to do our predictions for after this.
Santino Marella.
Oh my God.
Hey, no. He's Italian. That works.
Sorry.
Smackdown was in Detroit, wasn't it?
Yes. No.
No. That's this week.
It was definitely a town. The crowd were a little bit naughty this week.
That's how you remember it.
So they were in. Houston!
Somewhere.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Skinny, hurry up, man.
You can't just be quiet. People are listening.
Denver. Were they in Denver?
Probably.
I think they were in Denver.
Denver was a bit raw, but who cares?
It was somewhere.
Anyway, it opened up with what, Skillet?
What did it open up with?
It opened up with Nakamura. Interview with Renee Young with Nakamura. They gave him a couple of terrible scripted things to say.
So what was there? Was it, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the artist, Shinsuke Nakamura. He had a good pop, though.
They love him.
And then, obviously, the brothers came out. What are they called?
The Singh Brothers. Yes.
Jinder Mahal.
Believe it or not, they've never done this before. The Singh Brothers confused him, and then they put on that weird, gorilla thing slam. And it's, wow, I've never seen that before. Maybe next week they'll say racist stuff. Yeah. But the one thing that's good is obviously he had the upper hand, which means is Nakamura in with a shot?
100%, but we're going to talk about that in predictions.
Fair enough.
But I think so.
But very, very flat, not excited. I love Nakamura, but I'm not excited for this match in the slightest.
At all. It's like, yes.
Oh, yeah, SmackDown was in Denver, by the way. It was, yeah.
Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, Denver.
So it worked.
It worked, didn't it?
I'm confused.
Uh-oh.
So Ty Dillinger had a match with Baron Corbin.
Yep.
Baron Corbin's got new music, which is actually quite nice now.
Yeah, it works.
Very good.
Yeah. Yep.
But he still lost to Ty Dillinger.
Yes, and he's still got a US title match.
So what is the US title match? Is it Corbin versus AJ?
Yes, Dillinger's got nothing to do with it.
Corbin's going to win it. After Raw, they did a Raw segment saying, should Ty Dillinger be included?
And I think he might make it a three-way.
So it might be a three-way.
But isn't it, even though, well, I'll tell you what, another thing, Baron Corbin, if he doesn't beat AJ, he ring the bell for him 10 times as well. But I think it's a good sign, isn't it? It means, even though I don't want AJ to lose, I don't want Baron to be buried, so it's a good sign, isn't it?
I think Corbin needs to win the year title.
You think he'll win?
He has to. He's got to save his life.
So then what happens with AJ?
Move on to the moment. Nakamura's going to win the belt. AJ will be in the picture.
They're using him for main events at the moment. So at the moment, it goes SmackDown, 205 Live, the AJ match.
Yeah.
So people stay and actually watch it.
Okay.
There's no way they're going to... AJ's in good hands. They know what they've got there.
AJ doesn't actually even need the US title.
He doesn't at all. Well, Corbin does.
Yeah. I'm hoping they, like you said last week, Skillet, I hope they build towards Nakamura AJ for the title at WrestleMania.
I hope so too.
Or a Survivor Series, because it looks like it's going to be a big week.
I'd rather be WrestleMania.
I think
It might be Survivor Series.
It might be.
Because Mania's still a little while away.
Yeah, it might
be. Or the dream is AJ wins the Rumble.
Yeah, that's what I would.
Yep.
I want AJ to win the Rumble. I think he deserves to win the Rumble.
He needs to win the Rumble.
Can we say that last week?
You said that last week.
Let's keep saying it every week. What happened?
So Ty Dillinger won that match, and he might get involved in the US title.
That's way down in the show, though, wasn't it?
We're just doing it random order now.
Okay, well, Charlotte lost, which means she's going to win. I think that pretty much sums up that whole terrible segment. Again, the women's...
Where did Charlotte lose to?
She lost to...
She lost in a tag match to
Natty.
Natty and Carmella.
And she tapped.
Yeah. Who's Charlotte's partner? Becky Lynch?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte's going to win.
Charlotte's going to win and lose the title to Carmella.
Same night.
I agree.
Oh.
Same night.
Thank you. That's what's happening. Because it's two... Yeah, Charlotte wins. Thingy ding. Off for a match. Build her up for... thingy at WrestleMania, what's her name?
And Charlotte might win it.
I'm so bad at names tonight, Asuka. Ladies and gentlemen. I've had a couple of beers, can't remember names.
Asuka's...
No, not Asuka, UFC lady.
Oh, Ronda Rousey.
You're Ronda Rousey, thank you. I do apologise, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I see that.
Randy Orton interrupted Rusev's speech with Aiden English about Rusev declaring...
With what, Skillet?
Rusev's Day.
With a RKO
out of nowhere.
See, I want to discuss this. How can it be an RKO out of nowhere? If you're wrestling Randy Orton, I would damn near expect You know what I mean? 100%. How can it be out of nowhere? There's only been two out of nowhere, and that was against Evan Bourne or against Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
If I was wrestling Randy Orton, I would expect an RKO. Yeah. Not out of nowhere. If I was wrestling Lex Luger or Doink and I got an RKO,
that would be out of nowhere.
I would be surprised.
I agree with that.
Those two out of nowhere, which one was the best in your opinion?
Oh, the Seth Rollins. I think the Seth Rollins, Randy Orton finish, one of the best finishes to a match in my
life. I love the Evan Bourne one, but the Evan Bourne one works so well because of the camera angle.
Yeah. Right.
And you didn't see Orton at all.
Right.
But the athleticism of Seth Rollins to flick himself off Orton's shoulder.
Yeah.
One thing you got to say about Orton, love him or hate him, right?
Solid.
Orton is solid.
Solid.
I can't... Listen, I've watched Orton for the past 15, 16 years. You cannot knock what that man does in the ring.
100%. Tell me one time he cocked up.
That's what I'm saying.
Solid.
He might have had the worst personality. He might be very boring. I think he's a fantastic heel.
Bret Hart put him over this week.
Orton should have never been face. Mm. Always been, he should have been a straight Ted DiBiase.
I don't feel like he's ever totally face anyway.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you know what I'm saying.
Also, good heel because I don't like him.
Yeah.
Which makes him a good heel.
But Orton's choreograph with catching RK, he's never cocked up. Apart from that time, he has made a botch, actually, tell a lie.
Yeah.
When he first came up in the scene in 2003 and he chatted RK on Jericho and he missed.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube.
Horrible.
Yeah, that was horrible.
But the
since then, he's been.
We're all at a stage where we can watch wrestling, we can pretty much predict what's going to happen. But I did not see that coming, and I genuine out of seat. And there's not many.
Me too.
But out of seat moment.
Steph Rollins stole that WrestleMania.
Respect to both of them.
Yeah. Steph Rollins stole that WrestleMania.
100%.
Yeah, even though I love the Lesnar and Reigns, match. Yeah.
Awesome.
I love that match.
So
but Steph to do that match with Orton and then come back and then had me. He had me jump out my seat twice at Mania. That RKO you just mentioned, and then when he cashed in and won, I went bananas.
Do you remember the RKO on Hulk Hogan on the car?
Oh, God,
it was so funny. Because, Hulk is literally just walking out of the arena with his daughter. Yeah. And that was out of nowhere as well. You can't say that wasn't. That was definitely out of nowhere.
You're right.
And then Orton just kind of stood over him. It was hilarious.
Funny enough, Ace, I just got three text messages of three different people promoting Giggs' new mixtape WAMP, which is out right now.
WAMP to them. Yeah.
Are you going to have Giggs on the show? Because he's a massive wrestling fan.
Is he a wrestling fan?
Well, yeah, he watched wrestling a lot with his son.
We got to get Giggs on the show.
Yeah, you got to give him a shout.
We'll do that. 100%.
That would be outstanding.
Giggs, Joe Grant as well.
Giggs, what do you think of SmackDown this week?
Well, I don't really watch it. Yeah.
That's what Giggs is going to say. Oh, I don't really watch it. Yeah. So why are you here, Giggs? Why are you with us right now? One thing I loved on SmackDown this week was the Usos promo.
Awesome.
Outstanding.
Can we all have a round of applause for Usos, please? Arguably the greatest tag team right now
in the WWE. I don't think there's an argument.
No.
I mean, New Day's up there for me. I mean, New Day could be a bit repetitive with the gimmick, but in terms of in-ring work, I love New Day. But I think Usos' promos, the way they reinvented themselves, again, this promo they cut about the Hell in a Cell going back and forth. What are we going to do to the... We got a tag team on lock. We're going to throw them in the air. One of them is for all the tag teams in the cage. And that's what we call having the tag division on lap. I was like, come on, man.
I hope I'm not, because I've got so... I don't normally get excited about matches. I'm so excited about this match. I hope I'm not going to overdo it for myself. Because Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon, I know we're going to see something ridiculous. But I've got so high hopes for this match.
I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got to play at least 44 seconds of this Uso promo. I'm sorry.
Inside the Uso penitentiary, let me tell you something. It ain't going to be no booty-os. Nah.
Your data let you down there.
Yeah. Wait. How are they? Come on.
What are you doing?
It ain't gonna be no rainbows. Nah. It ain't gonna be no sunshine. Nah. No twerking. Nah. No trombone. Nah. None of that. Nah. Hey, Oos. Check this out. Hell in a Cell is very, 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 very similar to what the Uso Penitentiary is like. How, Oos? Well, see, dog, we're going to drag New Day right down this aisle right here. That's a dead man walking. We're going to bring him up right to this hell right here. Got him shivering and shaking. We're going to open up that cell door. I'm going to throw their ass in there. No, check this out. I got a better one. How about we throw every single tag team inside that cell? Slam the door. Bam. What's that sound? That's the sound of the tag division.
Oh, yeah, man, they're amazing. And you know what? I'm actually rooting for them to win.
Me too.
I want the Usos
too,
to win. I love
time,
the Usos, man.
We can't flip flop that belt too much.
Well, Vince would love to do that because he needs to stop the Dudley Boys' reign. He needs to stop
How many?
They're on four. So
Dudley's like 19 or something like that.
No way.
I think they're 13 WWE. I don't know.
Dudley's got like a total of 19 reigns. And you have to understand, Vince would want to top that as well, because Flair's total reigns wasn't all in WWE. He only had two reigns in WWE as a champion. In WCW, he was 15 time or 14.
Well, he's already said he's actually had like 23, 24, hasn't he?
So
you see, he said he slept with 10,000 women, and they've actually done the stats, and they're like, "No, you haven't." But then again, if you slept with 2,000 women, it feels like 10,000 women. Flair, that's my motto.
You chat shit about Halle Berry as well. He goes, I think he's just, you know.
Yeah, he's a bad old man.
No, I don't say that.
I love him.
But he's gone.
Yeah. All right.
Bless him. God bless him.
And how was the SmackDown end?
Look, I think you're forgetting, Skillet, that they're celebrating Hispanic Week. And obviously, they're tipping their hat to
Carlos Santana.
Yeah, of course, which is completely connected with the WWE. Not Rey Mysterio. No. Nah, some guitarist.
Coming down the aisle, Carlos Santana. Just a black magic woman. Maria, Maria.
You're just a black magic woman.
What did you say, black?
It's just a black
I want you to come out and say that you're a black magic woman. And,
random.
You're forgetting about...
K.O. Shea.
Who's that kid? The love in the world with the love. And he lost to Bobby Roode.
This is the greatest... Greatest Mike Bennett, Mike Kanellis.
That's how I tell you what
the worst booking of any ROH star. And I'm going to ask you a question, Flu.
Okay,
I'm going to mention Ring of Honor stars.
Well, can you start with him?
I'm going to mention Ring of Honor stars run in the WWE, just their run in the WWE.
Yeah,
and you're going to tell me yay or nay, yay, good, nay, obviously.
Okay,
Mike Kanellis.
Well, it's a nay, and I'll tell you why just with this one. Can you imagine joining a company, then tweeting that you used to have a drug habit, and then your wife says you're pregnant and you're going to take, you know, and quite rightly, because there's nothing wrong with that, but they're going to take like 10 months off because you're pregnant and stuff like that. So basically, you've joined, said you're a drug addict, your wife's pregnant, so now you're just going to pay us for nothing. I can see why they're getting buried. That's not that it, and there's nothing wrong with a drug addiction. I've been there, and there's nothing wrong with being pregnant. I've been there too. But you can't join a company, sign a contract.
So Mary Kanellis is pregnant?
She's pregnant. Yeah. And
good
for them.
This is the greatest. Love is the world. Oh, I had high hope for him. Okay. Kevin Owens, Ring of Honor star.
Yay. Of course.
AJ Styles, Ring of Honor star. Oh. Eric Young.
We'll wait and see. I think Sanity.
So far, yay, though.
Yeah, I think it's a yay so far. And I think Sanity could get there.
Sami Zayn.
Yeah, and I think, I'm hoping he has a 1-2-3 quid, you know, wins the belt out of nowhere kind of thing, because he deserves it.
Seth Rollins.
For me, at the moment, since the Shield...
Oh, it's a yay, though. It's a
of
yay.
Course it's a yay, but he could be a double yay. He could be one of the greatest of all time.
Right.
So, he's got it. Yeah, he could be the greatest of all time.
Austin Aries.
It's a nay in the WWE, isn't it? Yeah.
That was
so sad.
That was sad. Ace and I are very depressed about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could have been amazing.
Should I think of morning? Oh, well, Shinsuke, he's more of a Japanese.
It's a nay
Japan
at the moment.
Star.
It's a nay at the moment.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I don't even think the title can save Shinsuke.
No, neither do I. I think it will be like Punk's first reign. It's just like meh.
Yeah.
Roderick
Strong.
I don't think he's got a shot in hell. He's small and he's a nice looking chap. Good for him. But you know, there's nothing there. He hasn't got a chance in hell. I think I was saying to you.
Tommaso Ciampa at Ring of Honor.
I think they should keep the DIY guys at NXT and just have some NXT legends.
Yeah.
Because if they go up, unless they go to 205 Live, they haven't got a chance in hell, in my eyes.
I agree.
No, in my eyes of what Vince McMahon thinks, not in my eyes, obviously.
And NXT is a credible brand now as well. It's like, it's better than some, it's great TV, so.
But they get paid very low, don't they?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't Jinder attack Shinsuke at some point on this SmackDown?
He attacked him at the beginning, then they had a little chat later.
Oh, okay.
Shane and...
Oh, let's talk about Shane and Kevin Owens. Let's go to it, man. How do you guys like about this promo? What do you think?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
In that case, WWE sometimes can be as subtle as a midget with an axe, because to just turn around and say... And by the way, this Hell in a Cell match is, you know, falls anywhere. And that just means, Well,
we're not going to be in the ring.
It's obvious. So, and so it kind of says to me that Shane's going to jump off the top of the ring, and he's going to go, and he's either going to hit Kevin Owens and land on him and pin him, or he's going to miss, and Kevin Owens is going to turn around and pin him. And it's just kind of like, do you have to telegraph? Charlotte lost, which means she'll win. It's now false count anywhere. They telegraph everything so much. It's the willful suspension of disbelief. And when they do stuff like that, it's like, well, obviously they've got a finish, which is going to involve not getting pinned in the ring. So, but I'll say this segment, the crowd loved it. Can you imagine being live and Kevin Owens walked through and then by the merch area, which luckily they had cordoned off.
Yeah.
That's lucky. but it's just, can you imagine how cool that would be for the fans?
Yeah, man.
But the problem is, you know, we've seen it. I don't know.
I'm loving the stuff to do with Kevin Owens. I'm loving the stuff to do with Kevin
Owens. But we've seen the pop-up powerbomb. We've seen the elbow. Just give me something new. Or maybe I'm just being a dick again, but just give me something new.
And Kevin Owens powerbomb, Shane McMahon through the table, goes back, cut more of a promo. Shane cuts back and attacks Kevin Owens.
Again, poor old Shane had to lie there for like 2 minutes. Can you imagine again lying there acting hurt for 2 minutes? Good for them. Good for them. I'm going to test you guys. In the coming weeks, I'm going to put a camera in your face and you have to act a certain way for 3 minutes. And you just have to act that for three
just
minutes.
Be hurt for 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we give our predictions for Hell in a Cell?
Let's do it.
Hell in a Cell will be in Detroit this Sunday.
Good crowd normally.
Very good crowd normally. And the kickoff match will be Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin versus the Hype Bros. To you first.
We'll go with Shelton and Chad, please. I'll have a piece of that.
100%.
Yeah.
And we can continue the feud, disintegration of the other chaps.
Yeah.
Hype Bros.
Yes. Again, so my name.
That's the end of the Hype Bros.
It could be, couldn't it? But does that smack of pre-show for you, gentlemen?
That smack of pre-show?
Do you think that's going to be a pre-show match?
That is. That is
kick-off show.
Oh, did you just say pre-show? Yeah. I've got to stop drinking, ladies and gentlemen.
Randy Orton versus Rusev.
I'd like Rusev to take it, if I'm honest.
I think Rusev.
Randy Orton's been talking a lot about he's not happy at the moment, so it'd be great for him to have some time off. But then again, no, he said in the interview this week, he said that he wants to take time off, but he can't because people aren't about and stuff like that. But you hope Rusev, otherwise...
The next match, I totally forgot to mention that segment on SmackDown. Dolph Ziggler. Bobby Roode.
How could we forget? Ace, give us your opinion.
I don't have an opinion. And I don't have... You know what? I think Dolph Ziggler's so bad that he's making Bobby Roode look bad. I think they're just... Like, I just feel like anybody next to Dolph Ziggler at the moment is going to look
Ziggler
shit.
Ziggler coming out with, like, these... Puppers.
He doesn't want to be there,
shaking.
Does he? No. He doesn't want to be there.
I think this is Ziggler's last
Didn't
match.
Didn't he say in that interview of you?
Yeah, he did.
He said
yeah.
in the interview of you, I think I should have some time off.
Yeah. I think he's going to put over Roode and then get some time off. I did like the bit when Roode was like, no, this is how you do an entrance, and the glorious, and then the spotlight came on. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I don't care.
So Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler, what do you think?
Bobby Roode, obviously.
Bobby Roode,
yeah, of
course. Do you think he's going to... Did you notice they did a CM Punk chant? So everyone wants him to do a punk entrance.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah,
if it was in Chicago, maybe. It's Detroit, so they'll do a... Legion of Doom Detroit?
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty sweet
that'd
entrance.
That'd be wicked.
Yeah.
But I don't... Yeah, he's... It's just what the hell, isn't it? Yeah.
Natalya versus Charlotte Flair for the WWE Women's SmackDown Champion.
I think we said it already. We think Charlotte will win and Carmella will cash in straight after. That adds another title to Charlotte's, because how many is she had now? Six or seven?
Something like that.
So yeah, and obviously they're trying to make her the new Flair.
Yep.
So that'll be number seven. So there you go. Quick reign. It's all right. And Carmella will be the champion going into SmackDown on Tuesday.
The New Day versus the Usos, Hell in a Cell.
Can't wait.
It's a hard one to call, isn't it? Because you don't want the belt to flip-flop, but you do hear that Vince McMahon wants him to beat Demolition.
Yeah.
No, not beat Demolition's record, beat the Dudley Boys' record. So it would make sense to have it back. And I've got a feeling that a possible finish is Jimmy coming off the top doing a splash, isn't it? Yeah. Or something like that. So I hope Uso, but I think New Day.
Okay. I'm rooting for the Usos.
And I wouldn't even really mind flip-flopping of titles, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be Usos.
Really?
Yeah.
I want Usos to win, but I think the New Day will win.
Okay. Actually, Kofi could do something big as well, couldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, exactly.
Or any of them could.
When are we going to see Kofi versus Shelton as well, man?
That'll be dope.
That needs to happen.
Honestly, Kofi win a Rumble. I know it's never going to happen, but
yeah,
I'd love
you
it.
You said this before. Yeah.
I'd love that.
Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship.
I'm going to go with Jinder.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd almost rather go with Jinder and we just continue. But all you're hearing is that they're flopping on ticket sales, so they've got to change it up. So I think, are they going to stick with Jinder? I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say Jinder. I hope Nakamura. I think Jinder, I think, yeah.
I'm going with Shinsuke.
Good. Hopefully.
Shinsuke Nakamura. Because he's Bobby Lashley on the TV right there, man.
He was talking about, he's got loads of flack, hasn't he? Do you know this? So basically, he went on Sam Roberts' podcast and he said, yeah, I'd like to go back to WWE. And then TNA tweeted out this interview. And everyone's like, you idiot, you've tweeted out an interview where your performer is saying he wants to go to the other group. Yeah. And now everybody's getting flack and stuff like that. I think Bobby Lashley's got, he could go back to WWE, he could do something.
I think so too.
Because he's learned how to promo now.
Yeah.
He's always been solid in the ring. He's a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
And he's got that whole ridiculous Trump connection.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, he did the Trump-McMahon hair versus hair and Marga match. You know, if they want to get some press, they should ask, and you know he'd turn up, yeah, they should ask Trump to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. And he'd turn up because he's a knob.
Yeah.
Lastly,
I know Puerto Rico's underwater, but hey, Vince is calling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about that disgusting man.
No politics here.
Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens, Hell in a Cell.
Kevin Owens.
Nope.
KO.
Nope.
Are you kidding?
Shane McMahon.
No.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You've got to be fair. Has Shane McMahon ever won a match?
Listen, you guys.
No, to be fair to him. To be fair
and
to him.
And you have to understand. Listen to what Kevin Owens says week in, week out on their promos. You always do these crazy bumps. You always do these crazy flips. And then you're crazy. Owens is the one that's going to take the bump.
So he's going to do
They're going to flip it. Owens will take the bump. Owens has done some crazy bumps in Ring of Honor. So Owen keeps mentioning how crazy Shane is. Owens is going to take the bump. Shane's going to do something where Owen will fall off the cell or something. Maybe fall off the cell.
Oh, God, Owens is going to do a Foley type.
Owens is going to do something Mick Foley-esque.
Too big to do that.
Because Vince... No, because Vince is... You still got to prove you're fat. You're fat. And I'm giving you the spotlight. You take the bump. You take it. And Shane will pin you and then you'll become a champion again.
Would that 100%. Be the end of the world? It wouldn't. I think that would elevate
gonna be,
Owens.
He's going to be rewarded for it.
Yeah.
Owens will become champion again.
And I think there was talk about Owens going back to Raw.
I heard this, yeah. I don't know. I think that would be a bad move for SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They did the same thing with Miz, though.
There's too many stars at Raw.
Owens replaced the Miz, didn't he?
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
He might give someone else to step up.
But Raw does need a boost. But then again, it all needs
so
a boost.
SmackDown, though.
I must admit, I really appreciate you guys putting me on this podcast, but
what do you mean?
Wrestling sucks at the moment.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Maybe we'll call it from there.
Yes.
Please rate, subscribe, follow us on on Twitter, and keep up the good work, man.
I didn't mean that. Wrestling's good. I like wrestling, guys. Don't hate me.
Till next week. Peace.
Good night.